FM 90.3 WJTL music coming your way from Third Day Soul on Fire. Ryan Stevenson, Child in Your Arms. It's Zach Williams, Chainbreaker. Good morning to you and happy Thursday, 7/21.
Our weather forecast for today, partly sunny, high 86. Tonight, mostly clear, low down to 67. Friday, mostly sunny, maybe a thunderstorm or a rain shower thrown in there, high 87. Saturday and Sunday, both days, mostly cloudy, showers are likely, high in the mid-80s, and currently it's 70.
Our friends Keith and Tim with us this morning. They're from the Racetrack Chaplaincy of America, the Central Pennsylvania Division. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you both here. Tim Shea, the president of the Chaplaincy. And Tim, folks might hear racetrack and chaplaincy and go, wait a minute, how's that work?
Yeah, there's a big disconnect there. A lot of people, when we first mentioned that we have a chaplaincy on a racetrack, they can't believe it. They don't understand what it is we do. But basically, people that work on the racetrack work long hours, many days. It's kind of like being a dairy farmer. The animals have to be taken care of every day. And there's a lot of people there that are pretty well confined there for a lot of their week. And our job as a chaplaincy is to reach those people. You just played the song Chainbreaker. Well, yeah. Our chaplain's introducing people to the Chainbreaker. And so that's a big part of our job. And our this fall we're having a fundraiser banquet to cast that vision so that people can see that there is a chaplaincy. This is what we do. These are the people we're trying to reach. This is the message we're trying to spread. And so that's what we do back there.
That's really cool. And Keith, you guys do have an event that's coming up very soon that you would love to have folks come out to. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's our third annual chaplaincy banquet, and it gives us an opportunity to showcase our ministry. We have some testimonies shared by people that actually do work at the track whose lives have been impacted by Christ. We have a speaker who himself was the first director of the Racetrack Chaplaincy organization, starting probably back in the mid-70s when he was a director. Sam Spence is his name. And he has compiled an interesting book. Many of you are familiar with the Daily Bread devotional.
Yeah.
He's written the Daily Oats, and that has stories for horsemen.
I love that. That's a great
about horsemen.
Great little spin on the Daily Bread. That's very awesome. Now, when is the event coming up?
It's October 12th. That's a Friday evening. I think we serve the meal at 6:30, but we encourage folks, if they can, to come at 6. We have a silent auction, and they can look and see what's available there, plus get a little feel for the racetrack from a nice vantage point, and maybe even see a race out the window before we have the meal.
Oh, that would be fun. So coming up October 12th at the racetrack, an opportunity for you to find out more about the Racetrack Chaplaincy of America and an opportunity to support it as well. If folks would like to come out, there is a cost, but they can sign up online.
Right. The cost is for the food and the facility, but other than that, we're there to cast a vision, let you know what's going on with the ministry, and seeking prayer and financial partners as well.
So sign up online, find out more information at rtcacp.org. That's rtcacp.org. Or you can give a call to the office, 717-469-3287, the Racetrack Chaplaincy of America. Their event is coming up once again Friday, October the 12th. What time does it start that evening, guys?
6:30, the meal. That's the important part.
That's the important part. Guys, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Fred.
Wonderful to have you both. Back to the music we go with Chris Sly. This is One. FM 90.3 WJTL, your home for Christ Community Music. Happy Thursday.